So it gives our code enforcement department a little bit more teeth in addressing some of these larger problems that we have throughout the community. And three of those specifically are inoperable vehicles, vacant buildings, and then excess rubbish or trash out in the front yard area.
So one of the things that happens if there's an issue or a derelict owner, then basically vis-a-vis the city can come in and say, you're going to need to do this, and if you don't do this, we'll do it for you, but it's not at our cost. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Yep, yeah, certainly. Obviously, we would go through all of our legal channels in order to remedy the problem with the homeowner before moving to a situation where we place, if we were consistently placing notices on a particular property and we had no response from the property owner, then it gives us the ability to then put liens upon the property and follow down on maybe another more legal path to be able to get that property cleaned up at the expense of the homeowner, but the city's actually doing the cleanup. No. It gives a little bit more power to the municipality to be able to combat some of these larger blighting problems that are facing communities throughout, not only our community. And then just kind of a bit of reference too for the surrounding area here, the Quad City area and then Mercer County area, we are one of very few municipalities that still has a 2003. Most of the other municipalities have moved up to 2009 or above that. I think 2014 is the most current.